Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, folks. The LSU Fighting Tigers go into Vaught-Hemingway Stadium and the Ole Miss Rebels, who are at 4-0, 2-0 in the SEC. The LSU's 4-0 and 1-0 in the SEC. 2:30 p.m. start on Saturday, and the odds makers are leaning towards Ole Miss. We're joined by Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, welcome to the show.
No, it's great to be back with you on a Friday as we get set to head north.
Absolutely. Coming off a big win against Southeast Louisiana, 56-10. Offense looked like it got into gear last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Coach said last night. He said, hey, look, you know, our big concern going into the game was you come off a big emotional win against Florida. You can't allow your team to think, okay, this is an FCS team. Let's just roll the helmets out there. And I think, you know, Coach Kelly and his staff got exactly the performance they were looking for, to be honest with you. I mean, the offense, certainly their highest offensive output of the year. Garrett Nussmeier, after we learned he was feeling better, certainly looked like the Garrett of old. Made some great throws, some vertical shots down the field. You saw Juwan Johnson, really, I think, run the ball effectively. And then defensively, they didn't let Southeastern cross the 50 in the first half. Gave them only, I think, less than 40 yards. So outside of maybe Caden Durham being, you know, banged up a little bit and the fact that you lose Gabe Relaford for the season due to an injury, those are the only two things that didn't go according to script. You were able to get a big lead early. You were able to play a lot of young players, including the first action of the backup, Michael Van Buren Jr. And if you didn't have those two injuries, that would have been just an absolute perfect night. But as it turned out, I think it was a get-right game, and I hope LSU got right, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
There are those that are saying tomorrow's going to be a big test for LSU. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ole Miss is a very good team, and Lane Kiffin has put them back in conversation. Last year, they spent a lot of money on their roster. LSU got the big, thrilling win in overtime with a walk-off touchdown, and Ole Miss ultimately didn't make the playoffs. But Lane Kiffin, I mean, there's not a better play caller offensively in the country, certainly to script the first several series of a game. So, it's going to be a big challenge, and this is a big game for both teams. I mean, I liken it, Newell, to the matchup we had a couple of weeks ago of Georgia and Tennessee. With so much parity in the SEC, you go into these games going, okay, which is the team to beat? 2 weeks ago, it was which will be the team to beat after this one, Georgia or Tennessee? Well, Georgia won a thrilling game, a close game, but suddenly Georgia's stock rose tremendously. You know, Georgia is maybe better than we thought they were, although we knew they would be good, but now they're the team to beat. I think this matchup tomorrow might have a similar tone, not that you could take it to the bank, but I think the national conversation will be about the winner of this matchup certainly being in the front row of an SEC crown. So I think Ole Miss understands the gravity of it. And, you know, talking to Coach Kelly last night, there's no question he and the Tigers understand that even with a bunch of big games remaining, this is the first big test.
Ole Miss, number six offense in the FBS so far. It seems as though a lot of people are very confident that they'll be able to move the ball on the LSU defense.
Well, I mean, I think that would be, you know, again, if you just look at the four games and the scores, and I don't like using the transitive property. I think I've mentioned that to you before. Well, this team played this team, and this is how bad they beat this team. I don't buy into that. I will say it's a very good offense. Obviously, whether it's Trinidad Chambliss or Austin Simmons under center, they got a lot of weapons. But kind of the misnomer with Ole Miss, I think, for a lot of people, is you see the big plays, the big pass plays, and Coach Kiffin throws his clipboard high in the air as the ball's going down the field because he knows he's called the right play and it's going to be a touchdown. Those get all the highlights. But it's a team that wants to run the football, and they're, in fact, fourth in the SEC right now with about 216 yards per game. So, again, it will be a tall challenge. Ole Miss is going to be very good. I like the matchup just, I mean, among many storylines, I like the matchup of Lane Kiffin's offense going against Blake Baker's defense. To me, that will be the battle to watch, among others.
Did they announce that Chambliss is going to get the start? Did I hear that?
You know, yeah, that's kind of what's been reported out of Oxford. But I would take a let's wait and see attitude. And I say that only because, you know, Austin Simmons, who was injured in the Kentucky game, Newell, you know, came back for a couple plays when Chambliss had to check out against Arkansas. He obviously wasn't 100%. Last week in the win over Tulane, it seemed like every time they came out of commercial and there was a change in possession, they would have Simmons over there warming up as if he might check into the game. He didn't against the Green Wave. But, you know, some people say that's gamesmanship on the part of Lane Kiffin. And, you know, who would believe that? I certainly not me. But he said it was simply to, you know, get him closer to being 100%, doing something on the sideline instead of just sitting there. He wanted to have him active. I don't know which side is true. What I do know is it wouldn't surprise me if we don't see both of them at some point tomorrow. But I did hear some news out of Oxford that they were going to stick with Travis, or I should say Chambliss, the backup quarterback. But they're both very good. And as Coach Kelly said last night, the scheme doesn't change a lot. Their different skill sets are slightly different, but they still pretty much do what the offense is meant to do.
It is fair to say, though, that this will be the toughest defense that Ole Miss will face thus far this year, right?
Oh, I think so. I mean, they had trouble with Kentucky and you know, Coach Mark Stoops, you know, there's one thing that's pretty consistent. While his offense at Kentucky over the years has been very up and down, they usually have a pretty good defense, and Ole Miss had to fight in Lexington to win 30-23. And then you look at the Arkansas game, and, you know, I think Arkansas is surprising a lot of people, although they had the tough loss to Ole Miss. And then they suffered the just head-scratching loss to Memphis last week. I mean, it's an offense that's really good. And Ole Miss had to outscore them 41-35. So, you know, I think – I don't know that there's a defense Ole Miss has faced, to answer your question in a long-winded way, that certainly has put up the numbers that LSU has. I mean, you got to go back to 2011, and I know that year rings a lot of bells for Tiger fans, but – you know, this defense now has held five straight games holding teams under 100 yards rushing. That'll be a big stat tomorrow, as I told you. Ole Miss is averaging about 216. So LSU, once again, will go in and try to stop the run. They've also held their opponents to just 10 points a game. And, you know, you got to go back to 2011, I think, through the first five games of the season. That's how stingy that defense was. So, yeah, I think Ole Miss is going – their offense is going to be challenged like they haven't up to this point.
Is there any area where you feel like LSU has problems stacking up against Ole Miss?
Yeah, you know, it's, again, I think that it'll come down to, you know, having the plan and everybody being on the same page, simply because Ole Miss is the fifth fastest team in FBS football so far this year. They're snapping the ball about every 22 seconds. So, again, it's like Coach Kelly, I think he had a great explanation for it last night. It's something you have to account for. However, the offense, if they want to move fast, they also have to move fast, which means they pretty much got to stay in the same formation. They can run multiple plays out of that formation, but there's not a whole lot of eye candy. They're getting to the line and they're snapping the ball. So they got to move fast too. And so the defense has to be able to get out there, know exactly what they're running, have plays set up, you know, way in advance when that warp speed mode starts, and get your cleats in the ground and be ready to go and have no doubt where your responsibility are and your job is. And then it comes down to who executes better. Again, at that type of speed, which team executes better offensively or defensively? We haven't seen a ton of tempo. We've seen it at times this year against this defense, but it's going to be, I got to feel like, especially early in the game, Lane Kiffin's going to put his foot on the gas and try to see if he can just disrupt a little bit of the continuity and rhythm that LSU's defense has had basically every game this year so far.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, I guess, for Coach Kelly, and maybe you talked about this last night of trying for him to try and take control of the tempo as opposed to letting it slip away, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right now LSU, I think, third in the SEC at a little over 32 minutes time of possession so far on the season. And you've heard the old saying, your best defense is a good offense. Well, not only do you want to have good offense that puts points on the board against a high-scoring Ole Miss team, but if you're keeping, whether it's Chambliss or whether it's Simmons on the sideline, watching LSU go 12, 13, 14 plays down the field at 75, 85 yards, and finishing those drives with touchdowns, to me, that time of possession can offset the ability for them to go tempo. I think, again, LSU looks good when they run tempo. So I'm not going to assume we won't see some of that, because I think that helps Garrett get into a rhythm. We saw a little bit of it against Southeastern Louisiana. And I've always said, I think Garrett plays better when they're moving quickly. Not a whole lot of second guessing, not a whole lot of check with me at the line, not a whole lot of look up, look to the sideline. Just get in, know the play, call the play, line it up and go. So I think you'll see some tempo. But Coach Kelly, after I brought up that stat, immediately said, yep, that's true. The best defense sometime can be a long, sustained driving offense. So I think we'll see a little bit of both. And we'll find out what happens probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I think Garrett, when he's just playing on instinct, he throws the ball in a much more dominant way. Where he's not, you know, kind of, I don't want to say second guessing himself, because I don't think it's that. It's just, I just think that that's his comfort lane, right?
I think, you know, Coach Kelly, we've heard him say this a couple of times. He said it this week in a couple of his press conferences when asked about, you know, Garrett playing better, moving quicker without the huddle. And I wouldn't call it warp speed compared to, say, Ole Miss and some of the other teams that run exclusive tempo. But it's just without a huddle. And Coach Kelly often refers to it as, we're trying our best to get into the perfect play. We're lining up. We're looking at the defense. We're looking at the fits at the line of scrimmage. And then we're maybe checking down. And I get the sense that that's not only talking to Garrett Nussmeier under center. I think it's also talking to his offensive staff, that sometimes you don't need to worry about being in the perfect play with the perfect fits. You just got to go play and outplay your guy, out-execute your opponent. And I like LSU's odds most weekends just based on the talent they have at receiver, the talent they have in the backfield, and, of course, with Garrett Nussmeier. And I'll say this. I think it also helps your offensive line. You know, look, we're going to go fast here on this drive. We're going to line up. Here's the plays we're going to run. We're going to run outside zone, or we're going to run the screen game. Whatever it is, that offensive line then can get up there. You get into trouble. You get some motion penalties. You get guys a little confused. When you're snapping the ball with 3 seconds on the play clock and you've been down on a 3-point stance for 25 plus seconds, I just think that I think everybody benefits when they go a little quicker.
Got a text here that says, it's cliche, but penalties and turnovers will decide this game. You always want to keep those at a minimum, no matter what.
Oh, I think so. And I think, you know, that text match is spot on when you consider the home team has won 11 of the last 13 meetings in this matchup. And both teams, you know, the last two games have come down really to the final play, the win by Ole Miss in that shootout in 23. And then, of course, the walk-off touchdown home run in overtime in 24. So, yeah, when you're looking at, you know, less than 7 points difference, three-point game, two-point game, suddenly, you know, those penalties and those extra yards you've given away can become big, because suddenly field position becomes even bigger in a tight game where maybe a chip shot field goal is the difference.
Chambliss, if he plays, he's not shy about tucking the ball in and running it. Obviously, that may be a point, too, that they've got to be able to contain him.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the two different quarterbacks, starting with Austin Simmons, who's the sophomore who coming into the season was the heir apparent to Jackson Dart, he's more of a Jackson Dart kind of player, meaning he certainly is a prototypical dual-threat quarterback. Not only does he have no problem extending the play and then deciding to tuck and run, they build a lot of design runs for the quarterback for Simmons. Not as much with Chambliss, but he certainly has the ability to do it. And I think we'll see some quarterback draw. I think we'll see a lot of zone read. I think we'll see a lot of RPOs. But both of the guys are highlighted by their incredible arm. And, you know, just talking to some folks I know in Oxford, they tend to think Chambliss throws a better deep ball than Simmons. And, again, Chambliss is a veteran player. He's a senior. He comes from Ferris State, which is a Division II school in Big Rapids, Michigan, where he led them to a national championship in D2 football last year. So he's seen a lot of football, and he's done an incredible job of taking that experience and then moving up substantially to SEC play. But, yeah, I mean, we saw all the trouble LSU had last year with dual-threat quarterbacks. I feel pretty good, though, Newell, and I'm sure you agree with me. I think LSU's in a much better position to handle the dual threat this year.
Oh, no doubt. In fact, I was very surprised to see how many of the, you know, the sports folks are picking Ole Miss. Because I go back to, this is going to be the best defense they've seen this year, by far, I think.
Oh, I agree with you. And I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, again, who knows? Those guys and gals seem to know pretty good. That's not a world I live in. But again, all the things I told you about how close this game has been, you know, the talent that's involved, and you're playing at home. And obviously Coach Kiffin, funny this week, kind of complaining that, you know, they always have to go to Baton Rouge and play at night, and hey, we're playing in the afternoon at Ole Miss. And I'm sure they're going to make us play between the hedges in Athens at night. I mean, I get that. But Vaught Hemingway for 60-plus thousand people, yeah, it's a pretty rowdy place. They went big on their sound system. So it gets pretty loud, and it's a tough place to play. Make no mistake about it. So that may be why there's a point or two difference between the two.
And I don't know what the temperature is going to be up there, but I've been in that stadium. It can get freaking hot.
I think we'll get a little bit of relief. I think right now they're talking maybe in the middle of the game it'll be about 81 degrees, but we'll get started.
Oh, that's
it'll
a
be
gift.
About 79. Yeah.
That is a gift. Yeah. You don't want to be there in the 90s, much like Tiger Stadium as well.
No.
You know. But we look forward to listening to you, Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Bring home a win, Chris.
That's the plan, Newell. Have a great weekend and go Tigers.
All righty. You too, sir. We'll be right back. That's Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll visit with Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, as they head up to Buffalo to take on the Bills. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints, as the Saints travel to Buffalo to take on the, 3-0 Bills, and the 0-3 Saints head there. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's not the prettiest picture heading up to Buffalo. They've not lost a game up there in their stadium since November of 2023, 13 straight. So we knew this would be a tough stretch. And it is.
I was looking at the spread, 16.5 points, one of the largest spreads in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I was stunned even when I saw it. I'm like, man, that's been, you know, kind of some of the conversation this week. That's insulting. Like, that's disrespecting. That's a college line. And so you hope that, you know, there's a little motivation to go up there and do some things well, turn things around. The Seattle game was such a calamity from the kind of first whistle that you kind of wipe that game away and go back to where you were progressing with Arizona and progressing with San Francisco, and certainly Spencer Rattler is progressing. And you get your offensive line, right? We expect Taliaferro Fulaga to be back at right tackle. We expect Trevor Penning to be at left guard. And so you have your starting offensive line from training camp for the first time this season. And you need it because they are missing some guys inside. We don't know officially Milano and Ed Oliver. And teams have been able to run on them. They are last in the NFL as far as stopping the run. Now, I say that, they're also second against the pass. So you don't want to pass against them, so maybe you take the lesser of two evils. But teams have been able to run on them. And the Saints, with their offensive line, need to dominate that trench and open up some lanes. Because it's hard to go into their stadium, expect to have 10, 15 play drives that end in touchdowns. That's just not been this team's MO so far. But, man, you're going to have something happen to flip the script on this one.
You know, you and I have talked about this almost every game, quarterback pressure by our defense. I did not realize this. I was reading some articles. The Saints are last in the NFL in quarterback pressure. And the Bills' offensive line is first in protecting the quarterback. In the NFL.
Yeah, and Josh Allen's tough to bring down, right? And so the Saints have had 8 sacks. So quarterback pressure and sacks, two different categories. You're right. It's been mostly the ability for Mac Jones and Sam Darnold to stand, you know, back there in the pocket and not have a lot of pressure put on them. But when you do that, you can do a lot of things well, and they have. And Josh Allen poses a bigger problem, just like Kyler Murray, you know, that can pull it down and run. He can do so many things with the football, but really he hasn't been asked to do a whole lot. He's got 5 touchdown passes. Now, they haven't turned the ball over at all, period, right? They are +3 on the turnover margin. So there's been no interceptions, no fumbles. They're only the second team in history to be 3-0, average 30-plus points a game, and not have a turnover. So you're right. They've got to find a way to kind of get some pressure on Josh Allen. But really, to me, it begins with their running game, James Cook, because Josh Allen's Josh Allen, right? I mean, you don't go in expecting to stop Josh Allen. But if you can, you know, James Cook is second in the NFL yards, 284. He's first in the NFL touchdowns with 4. That's why there's been very little pressure put on Josh Allen, because they've got James Cook running the ball, you know, 9 yards a clip. He ran up for 9 yards a run in the first half against Miami. So you've got to figure out a way to stop that run, you know, so that you can put some pressure on Josh Allen. They haven't really been able to do that because they haven't been in that situation. So this is the week. You know, buckle up, stop that run. It's hard. You know, Kenneth Walker was the guy to stop for Seattle. Didn't even really have to do it because their special teams fell apart, the Saints, and then you're down 28-0 before you know, and a hot dog. So got to get it cleaned up. I mean, we've talked about penalties ad nauseum to this point. It is what it is. Basically, Buffalo averages less than 4 a game or less than 5 a game. The Saints are averaging more than 10 a game. You can't do that. You can't do that and beat anybody. So you've got to do a lot of things better. And then I think something's got to happen. You've got to have a big turnover. You've got to have a punt return by Shaheed, something to kind of flip this thing around, right? I mean, you need that. This team is tough. Not on Lamano to stand up, and we're just going to go up there and just manhandle Buffalo. So you need a big turnover, which they haven't gotten. You need a big punt return for a score, a kick return. He had a 40-yarder last week, did Shaheed, but man, they need one to the house. You need something like that to kind of turn this thing around a little bit.
Mike, mood around the practice facility this week.
It's been, you know, about what you would expect. I think it was easier because it was such a kind of calamity and so kind of off the charts to wipe the Seattle game out. Probably easier to do than it was the San Francisco and Arizona game, and you had the football with a chance to win. I don't think when you looked at this schedule, no one predicted or really wanted 0-4. You could kind of see how it would be possible. But Spencer Rattler is completing 70% of his passes. He had 28 receptions against Seattle. That's the most in his career. He had 3 touchdowns against San Francisco the week prior. So you feel like they're doing some things well, but when you give up the explosive plays that they have, and Buffalo is pretty good. Buffalo has 11 explosive plays of 20-plus or more, 20 or more offensively. The Saints have 4. That's it. And so when you don't have the kind of explosive offense that the Saints have, you know, you want this to be low scoring. So, the mood is the mood. You're 0-3. It is what it is. A win in Buffalo before you come home for a couple of games – can change a lot, but it ain't an easy task. As I said, they've won 13 straight up there in Orchard Park and have not lost since November of 23. So what a perfect time to do it, because certainly at 16.5 points, yeah, I don't think they're thinking too much about the Saints.
Outdoor stadium, what do we expect weather-wise out there, do you know?
Yeah, I looked and I haven't double-checked it. The first time I checked, it was supposed to be a high of 77 on Sunday, sunny and 77. The high temperature here is supposed to be 84, like a 7 degrees difference between New Orchard Park and New Orleans on Sunday. So this is, yeah, that'll be perfect. That's all you can ask for to go to Buffalo and you get that kind of weather, we'll have to be talking about hydration and water and stuff. 77 degrees as the high. So, you know, weather won't be a factor. Field won't be a factor. Just Buffalo. Yeah, they'll be a factor.
Any interesting observations made by the coach this week?
No, I think he's, you know, for Kellen and the staff, well, the special teams came out of nowhere, and that inability to, you know, you give up a blocked punt, you give up a 60-yard kickoff return, a 95-yard punt return. I mean, that, you know, but it's the things that you control. They've got to fix the things they control. You cannot have all of these pre-snap penalties that put you behind the sticks. You're not that good yet to overcome it. You're not that good to overcome two scores. You're not that good to overcome 28-0. So you gotta fix what you can control. And I think that's what they've been trying to do, but it hasn't been effective yet. But until they can do that and try to kind of unleash some offense beyond Juwan Johnson and some explosive plays and get Olave going and Shaheed going, they're making catches. They're making a lot of catches. They're, you know, top 10, but it's not, mm-hmm. they're not making the yards, and they're not making the scores that they need.
Anyone else coming back on defense? What's the status of Chase Young?
No, I'm pretty sure he's going to be out. He hasn't practiced. We haven't gotten the practice report today, but I could just kind of reading the tea leaves and talking to Kellen earlier. I don't expect Chase to be playing. That calf is just, you know, it's a tough injury to come back for, because you got to push off, right? It's the mm-hmm. first thing you push off of, just like a toe injury. But, you know, getting Trevor Penning back. So defensively, I do not expect that they'll have Chase Young. We'll find out a little bit more about, like, Vele, the wide receiver. Don't think Dylan Redens will play. So we'll find out more today. Really, the key will be kind of Buffalo's got an offensive tackle that's hurt. And if they still don't have Matt Milano and Ed Oliver, they've been, you know, the focal point of the defensive front and linebacker in the middle, that bodes well for the Saints, at least, you know, from an injury report standpoint, because that's where they've had trouble stopping the run.
You know, it's interesting because I agree with your observations about Spencer Rattler. A number of the talking heads around the NFL say that this is the game that we may see more of Shuck. But, I mean, I don't know what more is he going to do. I mean, you know, you got passes being dropped. Your completion rate by Spencer is strong. He's thrown a couple of interceptions, but these were like desperation times when I think two of the interceptions actually occurred. You were down by so much, it didn't matter.
Yeah, he's just the one. And so he's just, right, he's, when you get behind so quick, so let's look at the Arizona and San Francisco, three touchdowns, San Francisco, you get behind so quick, you know, not from a defensive standpoint, but because of special teams, you almost have to take your offensive script and throw it away. He had 28 receptions, but you don't want him to have to throw that much. But you had mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, gut your game plan. So I don't, you know, if you see Shuck in my world, in my estimation, if she's Shuck again, that ain't good. It's because, you know, this offense is having problems and you want to get him out there to get some more snaps. It's not because you're replacing Spencer, just like it wasn't last week. It was like, you know, let's get him out there. This one's over. Let's go get him a few snaps here and there. So that would be my thought if you saw Tyler Shuck this weekend.
Team's headed out today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. It's not nearly as bad as going to Seattle the West Coast, when they have the 2-hour time difference. So, yeah, they'll be there. And, you know, they've actually played very well up there. They've done well in Buffalo. It's kind of, you know, those are different teams, different eras. It's about what they're doing now. And they've won 13 straight of late. And they're just a good team. You know, they're just a very good team. It'll be a very impressive victory when the Saints come home with it.
Absolutely. Well, we will be listening to you and the team, and we're just saying our prayers and have our fingers crossed.
There you go. Deuce and I will be on Fans in the Pro this afternoon, 4 to 6, and we'll talk more about it. But you're right. Hey, man, nobody, when your expectations are 16 and a half points, you just go up there and say, you know, you take that. You better take that personally. I mean, you better. So we'll see.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Good gosh.
That is ugly. We look all right. Well, bring it home, man. We need a win.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what say you?
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Two things I wanted to mention. One was the Warren Guys, and the other was a couple of days ago you were talking about possibly having troops on the ground in New Orleans. You made a good point, a good argument for that. But the problem is, in order for me to want troops on the ground in New Orleans, I kind of got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because that's kind of an iffy thing. And the problem with Trump is, and you made the point that a lot of people just don't like something because Trump says it. Well, I'm in that category. As soon as Trump says it, I'm pretty much against it because he lies about everything. He lied about going after just the criminals, and then he's rounding up people at Home Depot. He lied about weaponizing the Department of Justice. So you can never appease an authoritarian, and that's exactly what he is and what he wants to be.
So how do you know that he's lying because they're going after folks at Home Depot? How do you know that they don't have street-level intelligence that one of the individuals that they may be looking for has been known to hang out there?
Because if he did, he'd have brought that up. He'd have pointed that out. The fact of the matter is they just got ahead of themselves on this. It's a shame because there's plenty of criminals.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but the fact of the matter is for me the fail-safe is if they're there illegally, they're there illegally. I mean, why is this distinction stuck everybody's craw? You know, when you have people that are waiting outside this country for 10 years to come in legally. That are playing by all the rules and they can't come in because the numbers that we're trying to manage now have overwhelmed the system. They can't process these folks that are trying to come in that have done everything right. I mean,
I agree. I can't argue with that. That's a good point. I totally agree with that. I'm just saying that's not what he said he's going to do. And whenever you got somebody in a leadership position like that, you have to trust them. And we can't trust Trump whenever his lips are moving. Let me make a
make this one other observation. We have the same situation with folks that have already been adjudicated and have deportation orders, right? We're picking those up too. And those, a lot of those people don't have criminal, activity in their history, but a administrative judge, an immigration judge, says they need to be deported, and they're being critical of them picking them up. I mean, it's the same thing. Why? I mean, they got their due process.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Let me say this about the war in Gaza. The two-state solution is not something that's new. It's been pushed for many, many years. Nixon was on top of it when he got reelected. He had to wait until he got reelected in 1972, because at the same time, they had a new prime minister elected. I think it was Menachem Begin. And both of them had to kind of wait till they got elected before they could breach that toxic subject about a two-state solution. But the two-state solution has always been the answer, always. And people right now want to say, well, we don't want to do it because that'll be rewarding them. Well, there's always been a reason to not do the two-state solution. And as long as we don't do it, there's going to be war over there. There are two ways that ends. One is a two-state solution, or two, to annihilate every single Palestinian, because they will always fight for a homeland. So we know what Benjamin Netanyahu wants to do. He wants to annihilate every one of them. He's doing it in front of us. He's committing war crimes, and he's not only doing it with our blessing, he's doing it with our help. So, and Trump is on the back end. He's following now. We are not the leader in the world anymore. The rest of the countries are leading on this, and we're following. And just like Ukraine, we are now following that. 2 months ago, he undercut Zelensky in front of the whole world, undercut his efforts, telling him he didn't have any cards. Well, now all of a sudden, he's realizing what people were trying to tell him months ago, that they can win this thing. So he's not leading
we're gonna talk
anymore.
We're going to talk about that on Monday, because I don't like that wishy-washy approach either. But I will say this: I wholeheartedly disagree with you. When almost 70% of Palestinians still have a desire in the most recent polling to kill Jews, I don't know how to get to a two-state solution. I mean, this is bigger than Hamas. I mean, the regular Palestinian population, the vast majority still think it's a good idea to kill Jews. What do you do with that? None of their Arab Brotherhood, not a single one, not Lebanon, not Jordan, not Syria, not UAE, not Egypt, not Saudi, none of them want the Palestinians. I think that speaks volumes. But we'll see. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us on Free for All Friday. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we'll talk about football, the mayor's candidate, and are we going to become a cashless society?
All righty. Stay tuned. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.